Hello everyone, it's another Wednesday and welcome to the Enoch Urban Audio Experience. As usual, my name is Enoch and I warmly welcome you to today's episode. Today I'll be taking you through a very interesting topic, which is building a personal brand on social media. Social media has become a craze. Businesses are springing up on social media and making lots and lots of money. People are becoming social media celebrities and leveraging that to create income for themselves. If you're a freelancer or you're someone who's doing something for yourself, building a social media brand is something that would really benefit you a lot. So going forward to today's discussion, I'm actually dividing this topic into two so that to allow you to be able to absorb the information little by little. So I'm dividing the topic into two. The first session, which is today's episode, will take you through what a brand is, why personal branding is important, and how to audit your brand. So straightforward to what a brand is, I'd like you to actually think about it yourself. What is a brand? What does a brand mean to you? Is it a big company? Is it a business? Is it an NGO? What do you think a brand is? Before you think about it, I'd like you to go with me through a few misconceptions about branding. Sometimes we think a brand is a logo. A brand is never a logo. A brand is not the identity marker of any organization or a company. Also, a brand is not a company name. The third one is that a brand is not about creating social media pages. Different misconceptions are so common that when people mention them, it's like, it's becoming true for certain people, but these actually aren't what a brand stands for. To bring to your notice and your attention what a brand actually is, I'd like to give you a quote from one of the richest people in the world. He says, "Your brand is what other people say about you when you are not in the room." This was said by Jeff Bezos. It's a very simple definition and it has real life stories to it. But what it actually bears to the point is that, see, your brand is what people think about you. So this helped me to create my own definition of personal branding. A brand is a collection of perceptions in the mind of others. It's just a collection of perceptions, nothing more, nothing less. What people think about you, they may never tell you, but they have the freedom to tell people when you're not around. They may never tell you, but when they have the opportunity to make a decision concerning you, they know what they are going to do. They know what they are going to say. For instance, a company is employing people and you have a friend. He or she knows you and they know that you are looking for a job. You've been looking for a job for almost 6 months now, but they are afraid to recommend you to the company because they know that you have this and this and this attitude. They may not tell you that, bro, because of this your attitude, I won't be able to do certain things for you. But when it gets to that particular point, they won't be able to act based on what they know. They rather prefer to sit down and let the job pass you by than to give you a recommendation because they know they cannot put their reputation on the line for you. Now, sometimes a brand is more of what comes to mind when you think about people or when you see them. So for instance, if you see someone like Mensa Otabo, you know he's a pastor, he's someone who preaches and he encourages and motivates people to achieve their highest potential in life. If you see someone like Manifest, you know he's an entertainer, he creates music to entertain people and to stimulate their minds. So these are things that are going on unconsciously in our minds. So if you talk about a brand, it actually goes straight to the psychology of what we perceive others to be. And the biggest news I have for you today is that you are a brand. My question is, you are a brand. How are you influencing your brand? How are you influencing how people perceive you? Actually, think about this question and you feel free to send in the voice note of what you think your brand is and how people perceive you. So straightforward to why personal branding is important. Firstly, personal branding builds trust. A personal brand explains why in the what of a person. In short, these are the things that motivate and drive people to success. Personal branding also builds credibility. It aids a person in establishing his name as a thought leader and expert in his area of specialty. It helps in gaining recognition in their area of expertise. So if you brand yourself so well, people will see you as a thought leader, and that will assign a certain credibility to your name. When they are consuming anything from you, they know that this is from someone we can trust. It's very credible. The third importance of personal branding is that it creates authenticity. You see, personal branding comes from passion, skills, goals, and your values. So it is a result of your hunt for fulfillment and meaning. This enables people to know that you are authentic and what you are doing can be trusted. The third aspect of today's episode has to do with how to audit your brand. Basically, that is about establishing what your current state of your brand is. Now, on social media, there are certain things that you need to consider when you are auditing your brand. First of all, you have to consider your profile and your cover images. This is because your profile and your cover images are the first things people see. Apart from your name, the first thing they see is your picture. When they click on your picture to go and see your profile, your cover image is the first. If these two images are not right, they don't depict what you stand for. You stand to lose a lot. And since they are the first things, you should make sure that your profile picture is definitely your picture or maybe the logo of your brand. But apart from these, make sure it's nothing more, nothing less. I see sometimes people put pictures of celebrities and all sort of things. If you have something and you are building it, please concentrate on it. These celebrities, you are just giving them more publicity to get their way of living. How about you? So consider this thing carefully. Make sure you have a very professional picture. You can go to the studio, pay a few CDs to get a nice picture and go and upload it there. Give people the very good aspect of yourself on your first impression. Going forward, the next thing you should consider is your profile or your bio text. This is your unique selling point, and you should make it very catchy that after people have read it, they know what you stand for, they know where you are going in life, so they can make certain decisions about you, whether you will be very valuable to them or not. Now, the third thing I want you to consider is for platforms like Instagram and Twitter, which are very much focused on your handle. You have to make sure that your handle is very relevant to you as a person. So it's either your name or the name of your brand. I think these are very simple. If you are a writer or you have a stage name, you can use that as well. But apart from that, don't use funny things. They don't stand to help you in any way. So these are the three things I want you to consider when you are auditing your brand. Your profile image and your cover images, that's number one. Number two, your profile or your bio text, which is your unique selling point. The third one is also your handle. Make sure it's simple, short, not too long, and it's really relevant to what you do. Something like your name or the name of your brand in a very short way. If you can put it into an abbreviation, that would be fine. It makes it easier for people to remember. I'd like to also pose three key questions to you concerning auditing your brand. The first question is that, what is your goal? You see, there are so many of us on social media, we actually don't have aims and goals and aspirations or anything on social media. We just go there to watch people's lives, watch how people are having fun and doing all of those things. Now, you have to consider, what is your goal? Please, if you have no goal, it's time you start thinking about leaving social media. I have a post on my website, enokabange.com, why you should leave social media, why you should quit social media. Because social media is not for everybody. For all you know, you are spending your data, you are doing so many unnecessary things which are killing productivity in your life, your work ethics. So please, you have to consider this thing. The second thing you should consider is that, what is your audience? If you have a goal, let's say you're a motivational speaker or you're a marketer or you have a business, you have to consider, ask yourself, what's my audience? If I'm a motivational speaker, I should be looking for people who are interested in developing themselves better. These are people that I should be targeting. They are my audience. After you've been able to identify your audience, you should further ask yourself, which brings us to the third question, what kind of content do they like? These days, quotes are very common, so you should start looking at things like video. According to statistics, video is the future. You see that platforms like Facebook are making more tools to promote videos. So you should be looking at these areas, things that will give you the exposure that you need. So quotes are common. Basically, you should have quotes already. You can start making videos by yourself. Use your smartphone to make videos, get some editing apps to edit them and start doing something. You see, sometimes we are waiting to get a very good camera, we're waiting to get someone who will edit them and do all of that stuff. But please, you know that your current budget will not allow you to do that, but you are waiting. Please, certain things cannot wait. You have to start with these things. And as you build more and more and more exposure, you can start leveraging on them to get some income. This will enable you to improve your content. So this brings us to the end of today's episode. I've taken you through what a brand is, why personal branding is important, and how to audit your brand. If you have any questions, comments, anything you want to know, you can send in a voice note or reach out to me on WhatsApp, and I'll be very glad to respond to your questions, and I'm also ready for any collaborations. So remember that I release episodes on every Wednesday. Watch out for every Wednesday, there will be a new episode for you to listen. It's been nice talking to you, and I hope that some of you send in voice messages so that it can be more interactive and not just me saying a whole lot of nothing. So please, it's been great talking to you, and I hope this has been useful, helpful, and above all, is going to help you to change certain things in your life. So thank you for listening. My name is Enoch Gregory Kabange. It's been the Enoch Kabange Audio Experience. See you next week.